Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Bronte Hill.
Oh, baby! We got action in the Bay. We talked about the Giants at the 6 o'clock hour. Download the Odyssey app if you want to relive that one. They do win 10-0, but they got bigger issues with Farhan, the front office. What the hell is going to happen in 2 weeks? But right now, we're cooking with hot grease with the 49ers as we say good morning. To everybody out there, get off their graveyard shift. All the overnight dancers, probably a slow time. It was ugly last night. It was bad weather. Cold, foggy. It's a Tuesday. You know, you'll see the slow.
We got a convention in town, though, Bonta.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what?
Right near the club.
No. You know what? Dreamforce. I did try by that. You know what? Business actually is booming. Yeah, I forgot all about that. Rainy day, can't get outside, you want to stay indoors, why not blow a couple dollars while eating some chicken wings? Hey, look it. Hey, good morning to all the teachers. All the teachers getting ready to teach these students and give them an education. And all the roasters out there. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Spadoni's in the building. Lubman's here. Lubman's chilling. Shasky's back, even though he's been a single dad for the last couple days. He knows how tough dad life is, but you're bucking up, son. You're doing a hell of a job, Shasky. You're trying to win Dad of the Award. You're not trying to win MVP at summits. You're trying to win Dad of the Year awards. I know you.
Thank God Michelle's coming back. But no, the number
one
thing.
Where'd she go?
She had some work stuff. Right. But the number one thing is that I'm trying to make sure he doesn't hurt himself, you know, because we're working on walking right now, and he slams down and falls and hits his head. And, you know, it's just I don't need to have him get hurt.
That happens, though. They're very durable.
Yeah, they are very durable. They are very durable.
Almost want to put a helmet on him.
One time Chester did have a helmet on. She was on her little bike, and we were coming down a ramp, and I could see it coming a mile away, and she fell, rolled over, and I just scooped her up like I was a shortstop.
Yeah, scoop and score.
And she was just kind of in shock, and it just kept walking, and they forget about it. Now, I've seen an increase in speed. She's like, all right, Papa, come catch me. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's getting faster. I need to work on my endurance. But I get worried even more now. I was like, please don't fall a chip of tooth. Please don't fall above your head. Please don't fall. So that's going to happen forever. You're always going to be worried.
The bumps and bruises on the legs and stuff like that when they're learning to walk, you'll have a bunch of them. And they just call them battle scar. I tell Benny, he's like, it's a battle scar, dude. You're rough. You're tough. He's like, thanks, Dad. Every time.
Yeah.
So every time he gets a bruise now, Dad, I got a battle scar.
510, real quick before we get to the lines here. Has an actual overnight dancer ever called in? Sounds like love.
Bad people.
No, Brianna's not an overnight dancer. No, why would you do that? Why would you do that? That's disrespectful.
I forgot about Brianna.
Oh, you did, Brianna.
Brianna. It's
Brianna in Detroit. How'd you forget about her? She'll be back around. Basketball season's coming.
Do you still follow her on Instagram, Sam?
I'll be inviting the DM to say hi.
Jeez. You guys don't know when to stop. You guys don't know when to stop.
I did not say she was one, by the way. I just played a drop.
Don't play a drop. You played a drop after I talked about
it. Whether or not anything. It's part of the show. In. It's just, you know.
You know, she's not a stripper.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being that if she was anyway.
But
acting like it's a bad thing.
But Ludman, it's Shashky just throwing him under the bus. Jesus Christ. I mean, gosh. No, we haven't had a stripper call in, but Ludman. You know what? Maybe there's some producing around here.
I mean, going back to pressure, Bonte, the pressure to provide and get those dollar bills, a lot like what Brock Purdy's trying to do to get his dollar bills, you know, this year, am I right?
I feel like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber. We're out there in the cornfields, and Lloyd comes down with the moped, and you had me down and out. And I was ready to rip you and say, don't turn on the mic, and rip the Raiders and call. And you just know how to redeem yourself. You just know how to do it.
What is it with you and the Raiders?
Yay!
Oh, it's fine. I love the Raiders. What are you talking about?
No, you dismiss them and their fans. It's a
Spadoni thing. And my best friend's a Raider fan. Matter of fact, the Raiders, true story. The highlights of my career is covering Raider games at the Coliseum.
You always say that. Then you backhand them every other day.
No, I don't. I got love for the Raiders, dude. Spadoni knows it. It's not serious.
He's got major love for Brock Bowers, I'll tell you that.
Dude, I got him in damn near every league. Love Brock Bowers. I love what the Raiders do. I got love for it. That was a big win in Baltimore. And I'm saying, I don't backhand. I just mess with Spadoni. It's our little thing. You know, I like brothers. It's my brother. So sometimes he rips me. He talks trash. He's a Laker, a Raider fan. So it's easy. You know, it's low-hanging fruit. The Lakers! You're out here snitching on London.
I didn't say it. It's work-related. You're following one of the roasters.
No.
What?
What does work have to do with following listeners? If we followed every listener, we don't follow every listener.
No, but the certain ones that I meet, I'll follow back.
Has Lovett ever met her?
That I don't know.
Does she live in Detroit?
Boy, we are off script. We are off the first 15 plays, Shanahan.
No, the script is working. This is the roast, baby. This is where you go off script.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Dreamforce is in town. All right, let's follow. You know
Sorry,
what?
Lemon.
You know, just
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Jason in San Jose. Joe Lincoln's never coming back to studio. You keep playing that job. I'll tell you that right now.
Who's got pressure?
Jason, San Jose. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up, brother?
I got two things. First one's quick. Everybody's talking about Brock Purdy doesn't have weapons. Agreed he doesn't have the Avengers, but Stafford would kill to switch rosters with him this week. He still has a great tight end, a good running back, and the key word, good wide receiver. Not great. Ayuk has nothing in common with Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill. Like, called during the summer, I was mad and said, let him go. He doesn't deserve this contract. Debo has had games where he put the team on his back and said, we're not losing. Let's go. The last game against the Rams, the funeral for the Eagles, the playoff games against the Packers. Ayuk does not have any of those games. He's got a couple moments, but he is not that dude. And that's why I was mad, and the Niners are going to regret this contract. I'll get your feedback off the air.
The Niners are going to regret this contract. Wow. Wow.
Why do we always say the Avengers?
I'd never say it.
No, everyone always says that. Like, oh, it's Brock and the Avengers. Like, quite frankly, I think the Avengers are kind of overrated.
Like, well, Captain America, it's Brock Purdy. Everyone likes him. He's the nice guy.
Captain America, like one of the weakest of all of the superheroes.
Whoa, that's a hot take.
No, it's
that's
an facts.
Absolutely hot take. Did you see him fight Thanos?
Okay, give me a break.
Literally one-on-one. He's carrying Mjolnir the hammer. Like, come on, Shaz.
I'm taking Justice League and the X-Men over the Avengers.
Well, no one likes Justice League.
Yeah, no one likes Justice League.
Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman.
Worst Shasky take of the year.
I'm taking
Captain America over Superman. And you know what? That new Captain America movie looks sick. It looks sick.
I think he's garbage.
Oh, my gosh. He did fight that. I watched that movie. I was in the theater for that movie. He gave Thanos everything he could handle. We would have had a funeral for Superman if he fought Thanos. Just saying.
The realest thing you've ever said.
It's true. The Infinity Stones are like magic.
I'm taking Cyclops, Wolverine. I'm taking the whole crew of X-Men over the Avengers.
I think a lot of people will take X-Men. I'm an X-Men guy.
Who's
we watch
on
X-Men.
Hulk there?
Yeah.
Hulk? Who's it? Wolverine?
Oh, no. Colossus, probably.
There you
we're
go.
We're way in deep side here. I mean, come
yeah.
on.
Oh, yeah, we're raw. We're really off script. Vinny and Motown. Vinny. And then, you know what? I'm going to react to Jason in San Jose. We're going to react to him after Vinny and Motown because he says the Niners are going to regret that contract they gave to Brandon Ayuk. And I want your thoughts on that. Vinny and Motown, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? Love the show. Hey, first of all, Marvel over DC all day. We're going Brock Purdy. I don't know why Grant didn't mention Brock Purdy is the it guy. I mean, I don't know if he watched that last drive in the Packer game last year in the playoffs. That looked like an it guy to me, making those throws down the stretch. Or when he went on them off-script plays against Detroit, that looked like an it guy to me. So I don't know. I just think that Minnesota curse is real. We lost that game. Mm-hmm. We haven't won that since I was a kid. I was 10 years old in 92, so I can remember back to that. But I think it has a little bit to do with, in my opinion, the way I feel about it is sometimes I think Shanahan gets in his head on his play calls. I think you see somebody like Andy Reid now who's got Matt Nagy calling some of the plays. It's a shared ability. I think sometimes you just got to let go a little bit. And I know that some of the coordinators, the passing coordinators, are gone. You know, the guy in New Orleans is killing it. The guy in Houston's killing it.
Slowick.
The system is great. The system is great, right? But when it's not working, that's when it's time to maybe listen in to somebody, say, hey, you know what, like, let's switch it up. And I just feel like he dies on his sword a lot of the times. When it was the Super Bowl against the Falcons and the Super Bowl against the Chiefs and twice, I just feel like sometimes, you know, yeah, Tom Brady is an it guy, but guess what? He they said, some of those weapons around him, he made those guys into it guys. You know, Edelman isn't – I don't think Edelman's a better receiver than Ayuk, but Edelman was a great performer in the playoffs. That's because that guy was thrown to him. That hit, Tom Brady was getting him that ball, right? So I just feel like that it's a lot of it has to do with Shanahan. I almost feel like he's a micromanager in the sense of he's a great coach, and I love what he's done for us and where he's gotten us prior to, you know, those previous regimes that weren't great. You know, I love the Harbaugh era, and you see he's doing his thing in the Chargers. It's like coaches are great. The once in a generation coaches are great. They come along. I'd rather be in the Super Bowl multiple times than to just be on the outskirts of looking at the playoffs, watching it on my TV like I did for many years when the Niners and everybody was at home. So I'll take him getting us there, but I just think that when they got to get over that hump, and I think that's what it is that hump that Kyle needs to get over is maybe he needs to bring in somebody that's just, hey, you know, we're doing good on this, we're not doing good on this. And I don't know if he has it. I'm not inside the organization, but I just feel like when I see it sometimes that when you become a head coach, you've got to oversee the whole team. And he's the offensive-minded guru who loves his scheme. Is his scheme? It's like his baby. And I just feel like maybe another pair of eyes where he's got to sit down and take a look, a deep look, and say. And I don't agree that the Niners have the Avengers. We've had mediocre quarterbacks since Steve Young, right? So when you get a McCaffrey, this is what I hate it when they say the Niners got the Avengers or the Niners got this and that. We have people that want to play for us. It's not our fault that we traded for McCaffrey. It's not our fault that we drafted Debo. It's not our fault that we drafted Kittle and Warner and all these ballers, Greenlaw. That makes it look like we got the Avengers because we're going out there picking up these guys that are just dominating in the system and tearing it up on a week-to-week basis. That's just what happens when you win week in and week out and you're in the NFC Championship games and you're in two Super Bowls in a couple of years. People are just going to say they're stacked. They're fully stacked. Guess what? Some of those guys that left our system, what are they doing on other teams? Do they look like the Avengers then? No.
Good call, Vinny. Vinny was on a roll there from Motown. He had time today. But we'll get back to Jason in San Jose, though. So the 49ers are going to regret giving Ayuk that contract. Now, could you imagine walking into this game without Brandon Ayuk? You have no Debo. You have no CMC. And say Ayuk's in Pittsburgh or something. And you start Juwan Jennings and Chris Golley. And Jacob Cowick, alongside Brock Purdy and Jordan Mason, and George Kittle's your alpha. That would be very intriguing. How much confidence would Niner fans have then?
Well, there's two different questions, right? There's like the now, and then there's the long term, right? You know, do you regret the contract in 2 years is a different question than right now. Like right now, thank God we have him, right?
Yes.
Thank God we have him. But I would have said, again, like, man, I'm not saying he's there, but I would have said the same thing about the Giants rotation when they had Barry Zito year one, you know? So let's see where we're at a couple years from now. That's the only way to kind of, you know, tell. Early on, it felt like, oh, Javon Hargrave, great free agent signing. Year later, how we feeling? Not good.
Not good at all.
Now, I've said it from the beginning. I don't think it's good business to pay two wide receivers $30 million a year. We could argue about who's good, who's not good, how much they're making, whatever. Like, from a team building strategy, I don't think it's the most sound, especially when you're a run first team. And if you look at his career, he averages a little over four catches a game, right? Yep. Four and a half catches yep. a game. Now, there's productivity there. There's a lot of productivity. I understand what the market costs when it comes to these wide receivers. But I look at someone like, and I'm pointing at this guy, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, I believe, Mike Evans. Why is Mike Evans a first ballot Hall of Famer? Because before Brady, with a bunch of guys that no one would line up to have be their quarterback, right. Jameson being one of them, he put up godly numbers. Then Brady showed up and he put up great numbers and they won a Super Bowl. After Brady, he's still putting up great numbers. You know, Mike Evans is a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, there's no other way around it. We will find out over a stretch of time what kind of numbers Brandon Ayuk throws up.
But it also,
they're better with him, though.
They're better with them, but it's also with the way they play. Like Tampa Bay, during Mike Evans' career, have they had a great running game with those mediocre quarterbacks?
Really.
Yeah, not really.
But they've
right?
never been a run. Like they had Dirk Cutter, right. and then they got
they
in
tried
Brady.
To throw the ball.
They
which,
were never a run right. first team. But that goes right. back to team building.
Right.
This is never going to be a unless things
that's
change.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It's never going
to
be a pass first team.
Mike Evans, they were pass happy for a long time, but they didn't really have a running game, and they didn't win a lot of games before Brady. That was an underachieving team in Tampa Bay for a long, long time.
Was the high water mark.
Right. They were an underachieving team for a long, long time. So, you know, when you think about what this system produces and what they want to accomplish. Shanahan makes it, he tells the world, we want to get to 30 carries. And this is why we see, that's why I thought it was so impressive last season that Ayuk produced the numbers that he produced, because the Niners were third to last in pass attempts. The teams who were below them, Detroit and Baltimore. Then it was the Niners. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, when you got Deebo and Kittle and McCaffrey out the backfield and you have Juwan Jennings emerging and you have Brandon Ayuk to produce those numbers with those limited amount of opportunities, that impressed the hell out of me. It was like, wow, he made the most of his opportunities. So to your point about, hey, it may never happen here where he gets those type of targets. Well, in games like this and one-off games like this, when you are shorthanded, these are the games we expect you to have a Deebo-like performance. I want to see an 8-for-8 like you did at Pittsburgh when you had 8 catches on 8 targets and Cook, Patrick Peterson, not one touchdown, but 2 touchdowns. These are the games where you could say, I can be Mike Evans if my team needs me to be Mike Evans. That's what I want to see for Brandon Ayuk. And look, this guy is a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying be Mike Evans like for like. But I'm saying, you know what? The alpha dog in the passing game. Third down, money down, I need to hit you, I need to find you. Can you be that guy for me today? I'm going to see that on Sunday from Brandon Ayuk. Because overall, you're right. The Niners are never, Shanahan's never going to not be a run-first guy. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, and I look at like the body of work for how they play offense. Only Debo's the only guy I could think of like, oh, we're going to run 12 to 15 plays for this guy some way, somehow, outside of running back, right? And that's just never, they've never been a team that does, hey, we're targeting Jalen Waddle 13 times today. Hey, we're throwing to Stephon Diggs 15 times. That's just, it's not who they are. And now, could they evolve over time? Time will tell. But it does feel like they always revert back to playing a certain brand of football. And then you look up and you're like, wow, Jennings on a 2-year dirt cheap deal. He just always makes plays. And it's great value because he's only making, you know, $6 or $7 million. And look, he comes through with big first down catches and, I don't know. I think it's going to be really hard, Bonte. I'll just come out and say it. It's going to be really hard for him to earn the money in the eyes of many. I think it's going to be really hard. He had a great year.
So what does he need to do to earn the money? More all-pro teams, 1,500 yards, 11 touchdowns. Like, what are we talking here? What's going to satisfy? I guess that's the next question for the fans out there. 888-957-9570. What justifies Brandon Ayuk's contract? What does he have to do in your eyes? Is there a number? Is there a stat? What does it have to be for Brandon Ayuk to justify that contract?
I don't know either.
Let's
look,
go.
Like the cynic in me says, like he had a career year last year, right? That's what the cynic in me says. The reality is, like he's been a productive player. Last year he popped. How much of that was because they had superstars everywhere and teams were running zone against him, and he's perfect for that. Now, when you're going up against a man, like this is going to separate. Like we're going to find out some things, I think, over the next couple of weeks about Brock, about the offense and the evolution of it,
yep.
about Brandon Ayuk. I don't think these are independent Brandon Ayuk thoughts. I think these are 49er thoughts. These are like all 49er thoughts.
Let's go to Oscar in Fresno. Oscar, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, Oscar. Good morning.
Hey, so I just have a couple of things, man. Now, all those people, and I listen to you guys' show all the time, man. I'm a truck driver, so I'm all day listening to everybody all day from you guys. So I love you guys. All that people, I know you guys are not talking about Shanahan, that last week that was calling in, you know, fire Shanahan. That, man, those people are crazy. Do you remember who we had after Mariucci? We've been mediocre, so Shanahan wouldn't last 1 minute in the free agent after, you know, if he was unemployed. So that was my thing. I love Kyle, and I don't want to get rid of him ever, you know? Second thing, we do have that egg guy. It's George Kittle. I just wish it's not offensive lineman. Yeah. Why do we re-sign McKinnon if you're going to keep Kittle as an offensive lineman? You know what's going to happen in the next, for the George Kittle's next contract? He's going to get paid as a right tackle instead of a tight end already. Because that's basically what he plays most of the plays that he's in. He's a beast. Nobody can cover that guy. Everybody thought that, Kelsey's better than Kittle. Yeah, Kittle goes on routes like half of his plays. Imagine if George Kittle was getting the targets that Kelsey gets. They'd be talking about George Kittle being one of the greatest to ever do it. I don't really think he's one. For me, he's the best tight end in the NFL because of what he can do in the run game. But imagine if he got the targets Kelsey gets. What would they be saying about George Kittle? They need to focus on getting George Kittle the ball at least 10 times per game.
Not mad at that.
And Ayuk needs to step up, okay? Ayuk needs to step up. The last guy that needs to step up, and I'm sick and tired of everybody, not a lot of people give him a pass, but I don't, is Bosa. Bosa needs to play like Max Crosby. Please, that's all I want.
To Oscar's point, first of all, the foolishness about Shanahan being fired or whatnot, it's just some of the dumbest things I heard all year. I mean, it's just, I can't believe we gave it any airplay with the whole hot seat thing.
There is pressure on him, though. Independent of that.
Yeah, of course.
Job status. There's pressure on him.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. But hot seat pressure, I don't know about that. One thing we should do, Love Me to Spadone, moving forward, is Shasky, too. We should track how many routes Kittle runs per game.
Interesting.
Especially on the pass plays. We could probably do that. How many plays he stays in a block? Because I bet you we overrate that. I bet you we overrate it. Now, the Super Bowl is one thing. Like, we see the Super Bowls and we see the lack of targets. But I'm sure he's running routes on most pass plays. But I wonder what the percentage of pass plays that he's in line blocking. You know what I mean? Like, is he running routes on 97% of the pass plays? Is he running routes on 60% of the pass plays? I think it'd be criminal if it was less than, say, 85%, but I'm going to track that.
I just think it's tough when you're looking at the other guy who plays the position, who has the championships, and they play such a different brand of football, right? Like, I'm talking about Travis Kelce. When you compare him to Travis Kelce, like, they just play very, very, very different. And when the way I see that Gronk was used, because I think Gronk is closer to Kittle than Kittle is to Kelce. Kelsey's got more wide receiver in him and less, you know, hand in the dirt being used as a traditional tight end. Gronk did a lot more dirty work, right? Which is what Kittle does. But when push came to shove, where was Gronk? Isolated in the slot or off to the side by himself, and they used him in the red zone. And they used him on key third down spots where Brady would be like, I am throwing to you. I am getting my matchup. I'm going to move some things around, and we're gonna throw you the ball. In my head, Kansas City, playoff game, Tony Romo going, everybody in the stadium knows the ball's going to Gronkowski here. And like Brady's literally pointing over at Gronk like, I'm going to you.
And
where did they go? They went right to Gronk. And it just feels like our offense isn't designed that way. And so it's very frustrating because I think Kittle can do those things.
Wonder if B.A. can do those things. I think B.A. could do those things. Georgia lost. We got 2 minutes. No break. 1 minute. Can we squeeze in George real quick? George, hang on tight. George. Well, we got you.
Okay.
George, hang tight. I want to get you a full call.
Yeah.
Hang tight on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. George, we'll get to you right after the break here. We got a cut. We'll play the Gronk sound. We'll play the Steve Young sound. We'll reset. Pressure. A lot of pressure on Ayuk. A lot of pressure on Purdy. Pressure. 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 We'll see what type of pressure the Niners handle on Sunday against the LA Rams. That's coming up. Brought to you by Chillin' Autobody. Body. I, Bonte Hill, will never lie to you ever again.
What up? This is Turtle Pod Turtle from Frisco. If you're anything like me, you're getting hella roasted every day on the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Yee!
All right, our daily shout-out. Shout-out to my boy Mondo, Team Kid, Team Jason Kid. Speaking of roasted and Turtle Pie, what up, Turtle Pie? Mondo thinks we smoke before the show because we're that hilarious.
Clean it up, Bonte.
Well, listen, I will never come in intoxicated to work. No, 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 no. Never, ever, 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 ever. Now, we may have been hungover before, but we will never, ever smoke that stuff, that ooh-wee, that sticky-icky before work. Ever.
I smoke with Mike, though.
Shout out to Philball Mike. George Alonso also will get to you in just a second here. I want to reset. We got some sound here. Sound from Steve Young on the Rich Eisen Show. And we got sound from Rob Gronkowski with Kay Adams. What's going on over there? You all right over there?
Did you smoke before work? No, this is what happens. Oh. This camera has this thing. It's called the webcam. And there's a tap lock, tap.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Unlock, and I'll tap unlock so that it just stays where it's at. But somehow, some way, it automatically locks in on stuff. Even though I've clicked the unlock button and it like veers over and starts staring at Spadoni. Or because the boss put these fat heads in here, which are odd, and it always locks in on the fat heads. And so the camera's always messing. So Spadoni will be in my ear and he'll go, camera, camera. And it's not his fault. It's Lubman who's trying to run a tight ship here.
You're easily triggered, man.
No, it's honestly frustrating because it's just so dumb. Like, camera, just stay where you are, where I put you.
It's technology and stuff.
No,
man.
It's got AI doesn't need it.
It has a mind of its own. AI's taking over. There's some interesting things going on with AI, man. I did a deep dive into that on vacation. I was like, wow. The future of this
now
world.
I want to know, what did you deep dive regarding AI?
Yeah, it was, just looked at some stuff and just looking at text. Everything's funny this morning. I'm having fun, man. But no, I did a deep dive on AI. I just was looking at some things. Like, they're going to have like this necklace, right? You get this necklace in the future. They're building this. I forgot what brand it was. But you have this necklace around your neck, and it's for basically lonely people. And you have a friend at all times. So you'll be eating a sandwich, and the necklace just starts talking to you. How was the sandwich, Joe? Well, to say what's good, Joe? Yeah, and you're creepy. Like, you're just talking. It's very creepy. Very creepy. Yeah. That's one aspect of AI. But there's some good with AI. There's a lot of bad with AI. There's a lot. Trust me. Here's our bat with this. And Steve Young on Brock Purdy, what he said on the Rich Eisen show.
If they're going to stay with the same plan, then the demand for Brock is even greater. He has to be even more honed on his efficiency to find players that aren't necessarily the top of their, you know, the top of the game like Debo, the top of the game like CMC. And now I've got to figure out how to get the ball to them, have them get open. And I'm going to inevitably, Susie, he's going to have to do more. He's going to have to move around more. He's going to have to put himself at risk more. And he's going to have to do things that aren't necessarily his strong suit. And that might provide great things in the future for the when they get to the Super Bowl this year and have to face Patrick Mahomes or face Lamar Jackson. The thing about the 49ers, when they face Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, any big, strong, prototypical quarterback today, they lose. So getting their guy more like that and under duress, like with injuries, might be a good thing.
So think of that. So take away.
Well, he's not going to all of a sudden magically just change the style of play. Like, he's not going to turn into Lamar Jackson, nor do I want him to. I want him to just play his game. Do I want him to run a little more? Yeah, actually, I do. And he did it a couple times in this game over the weekend. And I think one of the best aspects of Brock's game is his legs and his decision-making. And I think that that needs to just be incorporated a little. And I'm not talking about design runs. I'm talking about freelancing. Just understand that, like, hey, there's hidden yardage in there. There was two times in the Jets game where he had all this room in front of him, and he was trying to throw downfield. And I was just like, hey, man, trust your legs. That's all. It's like little stuff, you know? And I would say that he needs to maybe trust the check down a little more or, you know, let it rip. Like, let it rip. Like, for example, if he throws three interceptions and three touchdowns this weekend, but they win, like, it takes to win. It doesn't have to be pretty.
I'm cool with that.
It just doesn't have to be pretty. I don't care about what it looks like. We were all so obsessed about clean sheets and no oh-no throws. Like, you might have to throw up some oh-no throws to move the ball if you're struggling at times. And so I don't care what it looks like. Just play your game. Have fun. Try to throw the ball down the field to your playmakers, and let's see where this thing goes.
Yeah, I want some deep shots. I'm not going to lie. I want some damn deep shots. I want a couple just over the top, let it fly, 45, 50 yards in the air, tight spiral. I'd miss that, man. I'm not going to lie. I keep watching that Darnold play like, damn, he's got that in the arsenal? Now, I've seen it before when he threw one at Robbie Anderson, whatever his name is, Chosen One. What I don't even know. I can't keep up. But he was with the New York Jets, and they played the Cowboys one Sunday, and Darnold threw a deep shot to him. And I was like, damn, Darnold? Now, he did that at USC, and he's off and on. We know what you get from him. He'll throw the oh-no throw plenty of times. But then he'll do that, what he did to Justin Jefferson, in stride. I mean, from the end zone? Wow. Georgia Los Altos, what's happening? Thanks for holding, George.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for holding, George. We appreciate it.
No problem, brother. And I know you wouldn't get a buzz before work because you're too professional.
I can
sense that right off the bat.
I know how to fake it, George. I know how to fake it.
That's good, man. That's good. I have to respectfully disagree with the earlier caller about us. We should not have given IU the money. I think we absolutely should have. If you take a look at his progression, that's what I look at. Has he gotten better every year as a Niner? And in my opinion, yeah. He got himself as an All-Pro last year, second-team All-Pro. So to me, he's worth the money that we paid him. And as long as he continues to get better, and he does so many things that, you know, you don't necessarily see if you just take a look at his stat sheet. He's a great blocker downfield. He has absolutely no fear of going across the middle. He's a real dog. And there's two dogs on that offense, him and Juwan Jennings. And I keep on saying Juwan Jennings. I said his name before the Jets game. I said he's going to be a difference maker in the game. He led the team in receptions that game. He knows how to get open. And so I think coming for the rest of the season, until we get Debo and CMC back, we're going to see what Kyle Shanahan is made of in terms of designing a game plan without those two guys. And I think we can get it done if we focus a lot on Kittle Juwan Jennings, and Ayuk will do his thing, and Mason has been a wonderful surprise. So that's really all I have, guys.
Good call, George. Good call. I'm kind of in the same mindset there. I do believe Shanahan will cook up a scheme against the Rams team. But let's face it, Shaska, they're giving up 426 yards a game. 426 yards a game. 230 in the air and 197 on the ground. I mean, we watched Detroit in overtime run the ball down their throats in overtime. Wore their asses down. Just punked them. Punked them. Go home. Back to SoCal for a second. Right? You go on one. They played hard, but they suffered a lot of injuries. Then they go to Arizona in the desert, and they just get smoked. I mean, the game was over, Shask, after their first drive. That is, I've never seen a McVay team, maybe I have, but maybe I'm being hyperbolic here, but Arizona literally did whatever they wanted. They were facing like first and 26s and still converting first downs. Oh, penalty, 15 yards, no matter what, we'll go to Marvin Harrison Jr. Oh, no matter what, we'll just hand the ball off to James Conner. And the Cardinals ran for 231 yards, 5.8 yards a pop. So it's a divisional game. I get that. And I always say divisional games are different. But this is a wounded duck. This is a wounded team. You got to take advantage of it. So there's going to be plays to be made out there, opportunities in a run game and pass game against this team that's just getting beat up at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they can ill afford to allow Matt Stafford in this game to cook, B. Like, you got to make him play from behind and make them one-dimensional. One area that's not that injured for them is running back, Kyron Williams. So, you know, if you can take away the run game and get a lead in this game, and then now you can start knocking around Matt Stafford. And the one knock on Stafford is he will throw up a couple.
He will.
Right? And so you need this defensive line to really heat up the O-line, which is so banged up for the LA Rams. That to me is like the number one thing here. Like, get a nice 7-10 point lead early in this game and then force them to be one dimensional. And then let's start feeling good about Leonard Floyd and Nick Bosa rushing the passer. Let's give them opportunities.
Yeah, I think they will have plenty of opportunities to get to Matt Stafford this week. Arizona sacked Matt Stafford five times in the desert. And he took some Shaska. He was taking shots, dude.
That's tough.
We saw Caleb Williams on Sunday Night Football take shots. Stafford took similar shots against Arizona. It's like, you better pull him out the game now. It's also the return. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy.
He's off of suspension.
Do you think he takes a snap in this game?
If he does, that means the Niners have blown out the Rams. Because I don't see the Rams blowing out the Niners. But he does have intel on the 49ers, right?
Well,
he does
Cooper Kupp wears number 10. What number is he?
What'd you say, 11?
I'll say Stafford could get hurt. You know, first play of the game, Bosa sacks him, hurts his shoulder, and then
Jimmy.
You still love Jimmy.
He was a good Niner. We, you know, it's disappointing how this fan base acts sometimes. I do get disappointed. Not everybody, but I get a little disappointed in how we treat our players sometimes.
Game for your life right now. Who do you trust to win you a game more, Trey or Jimmy?
Wow. Well, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Jimmy, you know, I don't blame the Super Bowl loss on Jimmy, man. I'm above that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Look, Jimmy's wearing number 11.
Number 11.
Wow.
It's a slimming number for him.
Number 11. 11th year in the league. He looks so weird in that Rams blue. Damn. He looks so odd. The Jimmy era. We're never going to get past it. Wow. Rob Gronkowski with Kay Adams. We say Jimmy Garoppolo, man. It's so came to a halt.
It's so funny when I hear people like talk about the Jimmy G era, because there were like five different eras within that one era. And at one point, like, yeah, we all believed. And then, you know, he played good football. 2019, he played really good football. The way it ended with a thud in the playoffs was a totally different conversation. Then he played good in the Super Bowl until the fourth quarter, right? And then it just felt like he could never recapture that magic. And then they acquire Christian McCaffrey in that final season after we thought he was done 10 different times. Mm-hmm. And he was playing some of the best football of his career once Christian McCaffrey got here. And then he got hurt. And it was like, it was over.
He did play some good football. 405 in City Mobile Text Line. I cannot believe what you're saying, Bonte. You cheered when he stepped out of bounds in a Denver game. You were the biggest hater on earth. Okay. So I'm cheering for my team to give up points. the Jimmy era is great. Because the way I get defined during the Jimmy era, I'm either the biggest hater or I'm the biggest cheerleader.
Oh.
It's no gray area. No gray area.
So every Wednesday, and Spadoni, queue up some NFL music. Every Wednesday, I told you that I would have the Quad Bs, the Bill Belichick Big Board, teams that I believe should be targeting Bill Belichick to be their head coach.
Okay.
Maybe even their czar.
Oh.
Are you ready for this?
I'm off board ready.
The Bill Belichick Big Board. These are teams and franchises I believe Bill Belichick should be sniffing around. Like he's Tony Montana. Outside looking in.
You love cocaine.
I do. Outside, I used to. Just a joke. Outside looking in, Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers are a dumpster fire. Now, they just hired a new coach. I don't know what they're doing. They need credibility. Outside looking in, Carolina. It'd be very unlikely. A guy would be one and done there.
Well,
but the Carolina Panthers need some stability.
Well, let me add to it. Belichick on a Manning cast. He was very outspoken when it came to the Atlanta Falcons in that Super Bowl and Arthur Blank. It was like he was overemphasized. Ah, they just can't tackle. They can't tackle. Oh, Arthur Blank down on the sideline, Super Bowl with the suit on and blah, blah, blah. I think in the back of his mind, if the Carolina job, say if he hypothetically took the Carolina job, he loved to stick it to Arthur Blank. He'd love to stick it to him twice a year.
Interesting.
So that's another little nugget nut for your Bill Belichick big board.
Well, and they'd start from scratch. I just don't know if he has the patience to do that. That's why I don't have it higher up on my list.
Yeah.
Number five. It's the Tennessee Titans. What's Tennessee doing? Everybody wants to move to Nashville. It's a great place to retire, you know, and clearly that division, even though the Texans are there and they've got CJ Stroud, the rest of the division is up in the air. And I think there's multiple teams in this division who could be targeting Bill Belichick. You take over the Tennessee Titans, you can kind of do whatever you want. But I see them very similar to the way I see Carolina, where they just don't have an identity. They don't have a quarterback. It feels very unlikely.
And they just hired a coach who's coached two games, Brian Callahan. They're going to go one and done him? One and done Brian Callahan? That's not the way they operate in Tennessee. Yeah, I don't see that one. I see, you know what I see? The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Number four.
Wait, number four?
Baltimore Ravens. All I'm saying is that Harbaugh's been there a long time. They're 0-2. Things could get ugly. That's a tough division. If you were going to move off of someone like Harbaugh, it would be for someone like Belichick. Belichick and Lamar, that run game, the way that they draft and develop defensive players. If I'm Belichick, I'm sniffing around the Baltimore Ravens.
Now, would you want to coach that organization? Because that's the same organization that fired him when he was a Cleveland Browns head coach in the early 90s. And they moved to Baltimore, kind of ruined his career a little bit. And he had to become an assistant. And I know Ozzie Newsome was there for a long, long time, and they kept him over. And he's still, I think Ozzie Newsome is still around the organization as some sort of consultant or whatnot. Interesting.
Baltimore Ravens at number four on the Bill Belichick big board. Number three. Another AFC South team is the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, Shad Khan's got a lot of money. And you know that Belichick likes money. Who doesn't? We all do. You got a quarterback. We don't even know if he's any good, but you got a quarterback, so that's a start. He could do whatever he wants. They hired Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson's offensive side of the ball. I think they need to go defense. And by the way, quietly, no one's talking about it. Trent Baalke taking that guy Walker ahead of Aiden Hutchinson might be one of the biggest whiffs. As bad as the CJ Stroud Bryce one was, no one talks about Baalke taking Walker. That was a horrible pick. Horrible pick.
Well, I think the owner already came out and said we need to win games. And the way last year ended, what were they, Spadoni? Were they 7-3, 7-2, 8-3? And they blew the division. And if they blow the division again this year and don't make the playoffs, Doug Peterson will be out of there. There could be a place for Belichick in Jacksonville with that quarterback in that system. Jacksonville, that's a team I'm looking at. Now, Tennessee, first-year coach, I don't see it. Baltimore, long shot. I definitely see Jacksonville in the equation if he wants to coach. That's a good market for him.
Number two on my Bill Belichick big board of places that should be, he should be sniffing around, it's the New York Giants. I mean, that's pretty obvious. The only problem with the Giants, and more I think about it, it's a quarterback thing. Like, if he's going to go somewhere, I would think he would want a quarterback who's at least played a little. That's kind of what was his downfall at right. the end in New England was quarterback play. So that's why I'm fading the Giants down a couple of clicks here. And that goes to my number one. And this is obvious.
Number one.
This week. Number one is the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, Vic Fangio going prevent defense late in that game. They got to figure out their defense. They've got to figure that thing out. And I'm looking at it and I'm saying, and no one's going to hire Kellen Moore to be a number one. But you could take over that spot, probably keep one of the coordinators in Kellen Moore, and if they can kind of figure stuff out with Jalen Hurts this year, you got a good run game, you got playmakers, fix the defense. That's all they want. You want to get the most out of Jalen Carter and some of those defensive linemen? Belichick's the guy that can fix it. He's an Eastern Seaboard guy. My number one place Belichick should be sniffing around is the Philadelphia Eagles.
I like the Eagles high on this list. I like the Jaguars high on this list. What I don't like is that the Dallas Cowboys are not on this list.
It's Mike McCarthy. I mean, he's going to stay.
They just gave up 44 points to the Saints. They weren't even close. You think Jerry Jones is going to settle for that for another season? Are you kidding? With Dak Prescott? Oh, no. I think Mike McCarthy's seat is blazing hot. I think it's on fire. Dallas did not. That was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. I'm surprised the Cowboys weren't on the list.
I think when you give Dak that all that money, he's had great success with Mike McCarthy. For as bad as Mike McCarthy's been in the playoffs, I believe 1-3 with the Dallas Cowboys, I think they're going to keep him.
That'll be hallelujah to the rest of the league. The longer they keep Mike McCarthy, the better it is for a lot of NFC East teams and a lot of NFC teams. Mike McCarthy being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys means that they will not win a damn thing. But Philadelphia is high on that list. They're for sure. Now, were they in on Belichick last year? What happened last year? Because last year, apparently, they weren't in on Belichick. And they didn't like Belichick in the way he did things. But Philadelphia, being in that division again, in that market, would be very intriguing. Now, does he love Jalen? Would he want to move off of Jalen? He does have the wide receivers. He's got the run game. He's got Saquon. It's a very interesting spot. Very interesting spot. The Raiders winning helped out Antonio Pierce. It's a big win in Baltimore. They got a chance to go to 2-1. So
I think Baltimore might climb this list. I mean, just look at the schedule. I don't know. They're in a tough spot.
It's a massive game against the Cowboys this
week. It really
is. For both those teams.
Both those teams.
It really is.
It's a lot of good games.
Harbaugh, second longest tenured coach in the NFL. Yeah. I couldn't believe that when I saw that.
Yeah. What's his contract look like? Did he just sign
it? It's been there 17 years.
Yeah, he's been there a long time.
Him and Tomlin. It's just crazy. It really is. It's crazy how long he's been there.
Been there a long, long time. Belichick at Baltimore, he could do all the water stuff that he used to do in New England. Nantucket, whatever it is, with his boat. Baltimore's right there, Atlantic Ocean. Crab season, crab cakes, lobsters, lobster rolls. It's going down to be more. What, Lubby? Go ahead, Lubby.
Unlimited possibilities.
You got something to say? No? No? You're just agreeing? You're like feeling it?
I'd say maybe hang out with your boy Adi Rushman.
I did hear John Miller say it on a broadcast yesterday, and I got a little chuckle. Something.
Give him that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Audi Rushman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
Doobie Awards coming up in December. And the Doobie Awards, and we've got some categories here. Before we play this Gronk sound and take it and go back to walk event, we're doing four downs today, Lubbin? Four down territory?
No, today is Walk It Back Wednesday, and we'll be doing that in the 9 o'clock hour.
I feel like today is Tuesday. I keep getting my days mixed up. Man. I'm getting old. Damn, I'm getting old. I'm getting very, very old. All right, we'll do that coming up. We've got the Gronk sound here coming up as well. And I forgot what I was going to pull up. Here's Gronkowski on Kay Adams. Kay Adams. On whether or not the Niners have an it guy.
That will definitely give us a test to see where Purdy is. I mean, you got Samuel going to be out. Christian McCaffrey's going to be out.
Who do they have this week? Let me look.
They got so many weapons. I don't know why they're not producing. Why are they not putting up points like the New Orleans Saints every single week, week in and week out? That's the problem with the 49ers last year as well, is that they dominated some games, and then some games they just didn't show up and they couldn't produce. They should be producing week in and week out, especially with offensive-minded coach Kyle Shanahan. man, and then with all the weapons that they have, they need that it guy. I feel like they got a lot of weapons, but they just don't have like an it guy to turn it up. Yeah, Ayuk, I mean, he's a great guy, but look, he was holding out
George the whole time. Kittle?
George Kittle, they're four-time great players.
All pro?
But I'm talking, what do you need mean? An it guy, like an it guy.
Who's
like,
the...
Edelman was an it guy.
Are you telling
like, the
me
guy
that
was,
Kittle's not an it guy?
He's an it guy, but like I'm talking like when it comes to crunch time, it's, hey, feed me that ball. I feel like, you know, they're great playmakers, and they all rely on the other one to make the play because there's so many great weapons. You know what I mean? When you have so many great players around you, you rely, oh, he's going to make the play. That guy's going to make the play. But when you don't have so many, like when it's just when Edelman was out there first.
Yeah, but Brady
instance,
made
or
an
myself out there, it's give me that ball, give me the ball.
Edelman missed
where
a lot of
factors.
Time, and you missed a lot of time,
yes.
And Brady made it guys out of
yeah,
Chris Hogan.
Because Brady was an it guy.
No disrespect to Hogan. But
Hogan was kind of an it guy, too. He had that mentality of feed me the ball, I want it, I'm going to do whatever,
it's mentality,
whatever it
you
takes.
Think?
It's mentality, and I feel like Trent Williams has that mentality.
Yeah.
He will go out there and he tosses people around. That's what you want, and he's doing it 24/7.
Are you calling out the grittiness of this team? What
I
are you doing,
just
Rob?
That mentality. I mean, they should be dominating.
All right, well, it's just one game they lost, and they dominated New York Jets for the most part after the first quarter. So, do the Niners have an it guy? 888-957-9570. Do you disagree with Gronkowski? That's what I was pulling up the Doobie Awards, because that's coming up in December. And we got a lot of good categories.
The Saints have two good games, and now everybody puts them as like some elite offense.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
The Niners scored five more points per game last year than them, and over 100 overall.
Oh, I know.
They were infinitely a better offense than they were last year.
We'll see if the Saints, what they do this week against Philadelphia. Philadelphia's giving up 7 yards per play. New Orleans may score another 35 on their asses. New Orleans got they have my attention. I'm not saying they're back, but Chris Olave, we all feel like he's a budding superstar. Like, him and Garrett Wilson, pick your point. Like, they're legit.
And if I were to find, because Kubiak's running a variation of the Shanahan system. If I were to find a running back in the NFL, outside of CMC and Saquon, who would thrive in that system,
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara's on a short list.
Right.
Right, he's the third guy.
They've got toughness with Jamal Williams in the backfield. They got toughness with Taysom Hill, who's still down in New Orleans. They've got a nice little defense that nobody talks about. That's a sneaky team. I'm eager to see what they do against Philadelphia this Sunday. Wow, some good football games on. Oh, my gosh. Week 3 is going to be amazing. Doobie Awards, December. Obviously, you guys played the Audi Irishman. Audi. We got Juszczyk. We got all that. But we also have Awkward Moment of the Year, Call of the Year, Flush of the Year, Freestyle Poem of the Year, Guest Moment of the Year, Roast Moment of the Year, and I already see Yogi on here, but Yogi, I did the roasting on Yogi, not the other way around. Roaster of the Year, Rookie Roaster of the Year. Who's the Rookie Roaster of the Year? Who would even be in that category? Rookie Roaster of the Year. Who would be in that category? You got the Roaster of the Year.
Is Nick in San Jose considered a rookie?
He was a rookie?
He was a rookie
last year.
Yeah. Too many at-bats.
Yeah. He's a Raider fan, right? Yeah, so he doesn't call. Guess of the year. Dismissal of the year.
It's a loaded category.
Yeah, you're going to win that one.
I don't know. You're on there a lot.
No, I don't know why I'm on here.
You should be.
I don't dismiss anybody.
You dismiss the Lakers every turn. You dismiss the Kings.
Nope, the Lakers.
You dismiss the Raiders. Nope. You dismiss Raider fans.
No, I got a lot of love for Raider fans. Hell, I flew out to a Raider game last year with Big Dog City to go see the Jets. Tell him about it. Raider
you dismissed Nation, Trey Raider Lance, Nation, saying Raider he should Nation. Play in the CFL.
Yeah, well, no, he should. He needs reps. Yeah, I mean, right? He saw the preseason. Guy needs to play. Guy needs to play, you know?
They had a conversation yesterday. I think it was it five? No, someone asked Sal Palantoni. I think it was Dan Patrick. Would you rather have Trey Lance or Bryce Young right now? He said Trey Lance.
Are you kidding me?
Who said that? Sal Palantoni?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Who would you rather have?
Oof.
I'll take both. I'll take both.
I don't know.
I'll take both wasn't a choice.
Yeah, I don't know.
One or the other.
I don't know. Bryce has had 20 stars. I don't even know. Poor Bryce. I don't even know
what to say.
Nothing
around him. Well, his parents did hit at last year, get my son out of there.
Yeah.
Halfway through the year.
Oh, I don't blame him. Mark this one for dismissal of the year. All right. We've reached the point. Yesterday was the point for me.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and I felt like I had been there before, but no, it was yesterday.
Oh boy.
current athlete podcasts. I'm out. I'm out on them. I'm completely out on them. All right. And here's the deal. For every Draymond Green one that has some good content, there are 75 cruddy ones. And yesterday, it looked like Debo and Ayuk, who were doing the Bleacher Report one. What's it called?
Catching Debo or something like that.
I don't even know what it is. Conversation.
It may have been the worst Samuel. Athlete podcast I watch. But it's their first time, so I don't want to kill them.
Monte, it should be their last time. Look, the reality is this. It's very simple. I understand people want to monetize their value off the football field. I get all of that. But not everybody needs to have a podcast. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, the saturation point was when, you know, Chelsea Clinton was advertising podcasts on other podcasts I was listening to. It was like, who wants a Chelsea Clinton podcast? But the athletes, guys, I love you. I love you all. Like, you're great, great players. Unless you are actually willing to be an active participant, why are you doing this? Like, it looked like Brandon Ayuk. First off, he looks uncomfortable in front of most cameras. I don't think that he likes talking in front of a lot of cameras. Just the feeling that I get. And then, like, Debo, guys, you're in season. You're not going to say anything. You're not doing that. Now, I get it. I'm sure Bleacher Report, there's some sort of a financial agreement. I'm not knocking you on all that. But enough is enough. Whether it's the Pat Beverly one, whether it's, you know, I know Curry's got a new one out. There's just too many. There's too many podcasts. Well, I podcasted out.
You know what it is? You know what it's called? Mully said this a few years ago.
I'm out.
Mully said this a few years ago, and I kind of stole it. And it's a disease. It's called podcastitis. Podcastitis. And there's no cure for it because everybody's got a podcast. Everybody. And not everybody's going to get rich off these podcasts. Now, the Kelce podcast is good. I like that podcast.
Sure.
I'm enjoying Andre Ward interviewing boxers and promoters. I enjoy that podcast. At times, I enjoy All the Smoke. At times, I enjoy KG and Paul Pierce. So there's some good podcasts. You take them in doses, but not everybody should do it. I mean, the Debo Ayuk situation yesterday was just, I mean, it wasn't off to a great start. I'll still watch. I'll still listen because maybe they will open up. And look, it's not easy. And they're learning right now. It's like, boy, I'm sure they're going to get some critiques from the bosses, the producers. This is what we need to do. This is how we need to present ourselves. We got to speak more. We got to be more long-winded. You know, because who's the girl who was hosting it? What was her name? Do we know the name? No, we don't know who's hosting it.
Well, I feel bad for her because she was trying to elicit a response that would create a conversation, and both guys seem so disinterested. Yeah. And this is the part of being in the entertainment part of the world is that you can't have off days. You and I know this. Like, there are some days where we're like, the episode wasn't as good as we wanted it to be. And it, like, wears on you. You know, you have to be able to just entertain. That's live the whole moods. Point why people show up for it.
Yeah, Liv Moods was a girl who was hosting it. Now, 510's right. 510's right. Jeff Teague podcast, I like that podcast.
Okay.
There's a lot of athlete podcasts I do like, and everybody's right or well within their right to do podcasts. It just doesn't mean that everybody's going to be good at podcasts.
Well, that's where I'm coming at. That's what it is. And I'm at the point now where I feel like this show has a decision to make. Either we're playing everybody's stuff when it comes to the podcast, or we're playing nobody's stuff because there's just so much out there. There's so much out there to sift through. It's tough, man.
It's not an either or. It's not an either or type of deal. We're going to play stuff from pocket. We just played stuff from, was that Rich Eisen's podcast? It's Kay Adams' podcast.
He has an actual broadcast show.
Yeah, he does. But Kay Adams, we played that. We play that all the time. I got no problem playing stuff off a podcast.
Did the Draymond stuff hit you as hard as the season wore on?
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.